Someone who says, listen, the Rebbe will tell me, and I'll listen, and I'll just try to understand what he tells me. Chabad says, break your own head. Knock yourself out. Work on it yourself. And by making it accessible in such a way that you can manage that you can get it yourself, that in itself is the ultimate revelation of the essence, that the Makabal not only has revelations from the essence, but he has the essence as well. This is also emphasized in the Yom Tov that is at the end of the month of Christmas, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. That even though it's all the way at the end of the month, when the light of the moon is getting ever less, to the point that it completely goes out. And still in all, what does Hanukkah emphasize? Hanukkah emphasizes the ever-increasing light. Your mamash at the end of the month, where the light is at its lowest, where the light of the moon is at its lowest, and it's getting less and less to the point of completely disappearing, and yet at the same time, you're starting a process of lighting candles, which is going to increase from day to day. In other words, which shows that really, that the light is increasing from day to day. Which proves the point of what we were saying before, that the diminishing of the light of the moon is only diminishing in terms of the level of expression. In other words, those things which were expressed on the level of light are becoming less and less. But it doesn't mean that revelation is becoming less. It means that the revelation of light is becoming less. Revelation is increasing because we've gone past the light to the revelation of the essence. That from day to day it's becoming more and more light, two lights, three lights, and so on, that the revelation of the essence is becoming ever more revealed. And this is especially connected to the fact that the Rebbe, as I mentioned earlier, that the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is the Yom Tov of Shemen, which Shemen is essence. The light that comes from that, in other words, the revelation of the essence is increasing. The revelation of light, of external divine emanations, is diminishing. But the revelation of the essence on the increase. Based on this, we can explain the reason why the way that the new year of Teres Chassidus falls out, the holiday of all holidays, is not like the way other Yom Tovim are set up, that they connected with the fullness of the moon, but rather it comes out after the fullness of the moon, when the moon is already on the wane. Okay, I'm reading that in the wrong tone of voice. So let's hit the undo button. The special quality of the Rosh Hashanah and the Matan Torah of Chassidus, which is also the holiday of holidays, is what is its special quality? Because on this day begins the revelation of the Torah of Mashiach, Taimei Torah, which is also referred to as the reasons of Torah, Seitameu Mustatsunisah, the hidden reasons and the concealed dimensions of Torah, Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzei, the beginning of the revelation of the new Torah, which comes derives from God Himself, Be'en Arech Lizgalos Sheizim Matan Torah, incomparably higher than the revelation which took place on Matan Torah. Gemayim Razal Torah Shadim Lamed Be'elam Hazeh, Hevel Hi Lefnei Torah Shal Moshiach. As Chazal state explicitly, that the Torah that a person learns in this world is nothing, or literally as a puff of breath, compared to the Torah of Mashiach.
How is that a proof, that last part, that last Maimon Chazal? What is it coming to tell us, that last
one? It's coming to show you his, that it's an incomparably greater revelation than the revelation of Mount Teira.
So that's talking about the revelation of Mount Teira, the Torah that people learn. This last Maimar Chazal, Tosha Adam Lamad.
In this world.
Right.
Where did they learn that Torah from?
Mount Teira.
Mount Teira.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. So the revelation of Panimus of Teira, which is the Torah of Mashiach, which is incomparably higher than the Torah that was revealed on Mount Teira.
Okay.
What more specifically is the relationship of Chassidus to the Torah of Mashiach? In some places the Rebbe says it's Nehain the Torah of Mashiach, some places it says it is the Torah.
No.
What?
The Rebbe says that the Rebbe brings from the Kutta Levi, it's like that it's higher than the Torah of Mashiach.
Chassidus is higher than the Torah of Mashiach.
Yeah. The Yutas Kistler contains in it the fusion between the revealed Torah and the Torah of this world and the Torah of Mashiach. But the actual development of that and the complete revelation of that will be done by Mashiach. So really, in a sense, Yutas Kislev is there's a whole letter from Rav Levi Yitzchak where he explains that the number Yutas has in it the number 12 and
right.
the number 7.
Right.
And it's just 12 refers to the splitting of the sea Yamsuf, which is split into 12 parts. And Lasse Levit says, we call Lashiva Nechala. It will be split into, the Sea of Egypt will be split into 7 parts. So he says 12 and 7. 19 is 12 and 7. He explains that 12 is connected to the revealed Torah, and 7 is connected to Panimus HaTorah. And Yutas Kislev is, because the Alter Rebbe is in the Shnei'er, the fusion of Nigla and Panimus HaTorah. Therefore, his name is Yutas Kislev, which Yutas Kislev, and therefore he describes it as the revelation of the essence of Torah. Yutas Kislev is the revelation of the essence of Torah, which the essence combines and connects the outer with the inner, because it's higher than Bethanah. So basically, but we're talking in terms of the revelation, in other words, the drawing down of the essence of Panimus HaTorah into this world took place in this Kislev. In terms of actual revelation, of that actually becoming expressed in a way that people could see and understand, that is a process which starts with the Alter Rebbe and ends with Mashiach. So in a sense, the Alter Rebbe did it all, but in a sense, it was only the beginning. And if you look at the Maimon Basi Lugani, you see that the Rebbe says the same thing for Avraham Avinu. In a sense, we say that Avraham Avinu is only the beginning and Moshe finished the job. In a sense, we say that really, Moshe's whole yichus is that he's the seventh. Meaning that he's nothing on his own, he's only the seventh from Avram, meaning that Avram really did it all. And Hashem says to him, Makom Gedolim Al Tamid, you can't stand before the great ones. That Hashem tells Moshe that Avram, compared to you, is the great ones. So he explains in the Maimon, Maisa Alpi Kabbalah, Moshe Avinu Sheresh is much higher than Avram Avinu. So what does it mean by Makom Gedolim Al Tamid? So he explains it that the Indian is talking about the Indian of breaking through. When you're breaking something through, the breakthrough includes everything that is to follow. And therefore, anything that's accomplished after the initial breakthrough is nothing, in a sense, is nothing compared to the initial breakthrough. On the other hand, looking at it from the other way, the ultimate purpose, the initial breakthrough, is nothing. It's just the beginning. But it's the actual finishing the job that counts. So that's why Alter Rebbe gives this perspective, that on the one hand, Alter Rebbe did it all on Yutas Kislev, and Mashiach is only nothing more than the seventh from the first, but on the other hand, it's the seventh that does the whole job. So, and therefore, in relation to the seventh, Alter Rebbe is just the beginning. So, it's both, like everything else that says. You ask, is it this or is it that? This is both. Okay, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah.